Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. And we are on location this week in Indianapolis, the home of the 2020 NFL Scouting Combine. In my own personal opinion, I hope it stays that way because we all know where we're going when we get down here. We do hope this doesn't become a traveling show. With that said, we have a fantastic guest for you today. He hails from Albany. And when you think of production, when you think of disruption for any offense, you got to think of Eli Manning. This kid was phenomenal. I want to say if you're playing Madden, this would be the guy that you want to have on your side because this is kind of like video game numbers, what he was able to do. But with that said, Eli, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Thanks for having me. It's a pretty good day. The weather's nice in Jersey, and I can't complain. It's February, and I'm outside, so can't complain about that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm based in Northeast Ohio, so I'm not far from your neck of the woods. And we've had a mild winter. Fair enough to say that?
Definitely fair. Haven't seen too much snow, and that's new.
Yeah, it's been a nice winter so far, and we're almost through, man. I mean, we're the end of May, so or end of February, so we're also in the March. Eli, I mean, before we get into all the positive things, I mean, I have to ask because you were just so dominant at Albany. I mean, how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
I wasn't that big when I was in high school. I'm up to 230 now, and I was only maybe 195 coming out of high school. I was kind of what they would call a late bloomer. I didn't really have a great season until my senior year. And by then, everybody that was offering players had told me that they had ran out of offers and they didn't have any more scholarships to offer people. So I kind of just was kind of sitting waiting, and then Albany came knocking on the door, and it was an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
And you've made the most out of it. I mean, I think every accolade you could probably, you know, accumulate and earn, you've kind of done with the team. So kind of take us through this, you know, so you get there and you know as well as anybody, I mean, it may not work out. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a five-star recruit at Ohio State. You know, you get there, it just doesn't work out. For you, you had a fantastic collegiate career, Eli. When do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon is going to possibly give you this opportunity to get to the National Football League?
It probably wasn't on an actual Saturday that I realized it. When I got there, I came in as a running back, and they kind of didn't really see me as a fit at the running back spot. So when they moved me, I was a little hesitant at first, but then at practices, as the practices would go by, I kind of realized more and more that I had the ability to actually play at that level. And then when I started actually playing, because I redshirted my freshman year, when I actually started playing, I realized that this was something that I could do, and that if I continued to grow and for both physically and mentally, that this was something that I was going to be able to do.
Nice. Is it a lot more fun to hit the running back, or is it still funner to have the ball in your hand?
I'll always enjoy having the football in my hand because those are the people those are the players that people like to see. But I don't mind hitting the running back either.
Well, from the result of it, you don't like hitting anybody. You don't mind hitting anybody out there. I mean, you've done a fantastic job of kind of getting after everybody. I didn't know you were running back when you got there, and seeing what you do defensively. So I know the athleticism there. Did you play Pop Warner or Pee Wee, Eli? And if you did, were you that kid scoring basically touchdown after touchdown after touchdown?
When I was in fifth and sixth grade, we had plays just designed for me to get the ball, and that's kind of how I lived growing up too.
Any birth certificate requests? Did they trust that you were of age?
Yeah, definitely. It was our league. It was our town league. Yeah, our town league. So they kind of knew I was in the right grade, so they didn't really care too much. But
now, before we move on to the other thing, I got one more for you from the running back thing. Did you ever kind of just jokingly in practice, and maybe you did, I don't know, maybe kind of joke with Coach Gattuso that you wanted maybe to try to sneak a carry or some trick play where you get the ball in your play?
I brought that up to him from the day he switched me to let me get a carry, but, I mean, it just wasn't something that was going to happen.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Eli Metzer of Albany here on the C2P talking some college football and NFL draft. This fantastic defender. He had 24 tackles for loss. I mean, if you look through his numbers again, they're almost, I mean, 24 tackles for loss, 14 and a half sacks, 5 forced fumbles. I mean, just a fury coming off the edge and just the disruptive force behind the line of scrimmage. And he's taken some time from training to kind of talk with us and find out what he brings to this next level. You are training in Jersey. You're at Test. I mean, from the time you got there till today, I mean, what's the biggest difference? And besides becoming, you know, bigger, stronger, and faster, has there been one specific emphasis that you've been concentrating on the most?
As far as emphasis is, I would say that the three cone or the L drill, that was probably my biggest emphasis because that was something that I had never really worked on myself, but I knew it was an important drill. So it's kind of one of those things you got to learn in separate parts. And that was kind of my biggest thing coming in that I was nervous about. But other than that, I would say I just enjoy the competition down here. It's a little bit different than what I was used to up in school, having not everybody be on the same page as trying to, as far as going and pursuing an NFL career down here. Everybody's got the same goal and everybody's going to work, try their hardest at everything they do. So the competition level just skyrockets on a daily basis, and I like that.
Definitely. Yeah, great group of guys, and like I said, they really bring it there, and good people. Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, you're in the film room with these NFL scouts. You're watching tape with them. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table? You know, what are those abilities that you think they're going to see they're going to fall in love with?
I would have to say that the biggest ability is just my effort level and my work ethic. The fact that whatever position they put me at, I'll try my best to succeed and go all out for the team. And for me, the biggest thing is about winning games. It's not about my personal accolades or anything. It's just about what can I do to help this team win a game? And if that's to kick the ball, if that's to catch the ball, I'll go all out at doing it.
Hey, that's what I want to hear. That's what they want to hear. How about this one? Does anything go unnoticed? You know, maybe a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, maybe the defense you ran didn't allow you to drop in coverage because these guys want to see you drop in coverage more. I mean, anything that you need to express to these scouts, if they're listening in, that you can tell them now?
I would definitely say the one thing is that I can move. Maybe not so much the drop in coverage would be lost because I did play outside linebacker, but I think that when they look at me, they see a 6'1 kid that can not really move as well. But I would say that the size that I'm at, which is like 235, and if I'm able to just sprint, just all out cover somebody, then yeah, I think that's going to be one thing that they overlook is just my actual movement ability.
And you're going to nail that at Pro Day, right?
For sure.
Definitely, definitely. It's a big day. When is the big day? What day do you got to wake up and do the Pro Day?
March 24th.
March 24th. So basically a month away. Today's February 24th. So usually when, I mean, most of the guys that come on the show, I mean, you know, they, I mean, if I said, Eli, hey, do you want to go out and do it right now? They're like, yes, I want to go. Do you kind of have that same mindset? Do you just want to, you know, just, you're so anxious to just, you know, knock this thing out of the ballpark?
Yeah, I'm excited. Definitely anxious for it to happen, but I wouldn't say I wanted it to happen right now. I kind of am enjoying the process of just training and getting better and preparing and make sure that when it does happen, I'm 100% ready, because I think that's one big thing that happens in a football game. If you don't feel like you're 100% ready to go, then you're going to kind of not feel confident in yourself, and I don't like that feeling. So when the day comes, I'll be 100% ready, and that's what I need to do to perform at my best.
Awesome, awesome stuff. And I believe you were down at the Gridiron Showcase. How was that, just being able to shake hands and get to meet some of these scouts and, you know, let them know who Eli Mensah is?
That was really huge, because up until that point, I hadn't really been one-on-one or face-to-face with any scouts, or hadn't had any conversations with any NFL team. So just to be able to sit and talk and hear the questions that they wanted to ask me and stuff like that, it was pretty big.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, and I always say it's a priceless opportunity, or, you know, commodity. I mean, you know, being in your position, having that opportunity for them to know you and, you know, make eye talk and shake a hand and, you know, talk to a kid. I mean, that goes way beyond what people could actually imagine. Once again, Eli Mensah, the standout from Albany, here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure. This one I'm interested in, because you're a little bit of a hybrid, but you're really not that much of a hybrid, because, I mean, I do think the NFL linebacker is kind of being shrunk down because the game is getting quicker. But do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level, or is there anybody you say that, you know, you may compare to, or you get comparison from family or friends?
Not really. I kind of just try to focus on being myself and nobody else. And I know that when the scouts do talk to me, they kind of ask, like, or they kind of tell me that they don't really know what position I would fit at, because I did play D-end this past season, and they don't see me as a four-down D-end, which is understandable. But I would just focus – I just really focus on being myself and being as explosive as possible and as quick as possible off the line, and just focus on that.
Hey, man, that's all you can do. You've done well, and you're here, and you're, you know, March 24th, you get to impress these guys, and hopefully all the work you're doing there at Test Football Academy can translate into some fantastic pro day numbers as you make your path to this next level, Eli. We're almost out of time, but we always like to end the show with some lighter-hearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, for sure.
All right. Take us inside that Albany locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname, if there was any, and how'd they get it?
I'm not really sure. I don't think anybody – I wouldn't say anybody had bizarre nicknames. But we kind of call everybody by their name, and there wasn't anybody that I would say had an outrageous nickname that would be funny.
Okay, fair enough. How about this one? Your head coach, did anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
Hey, there were definitely a few people that had some pretty strong impersonations of him. And as far as doing it in front of him, it would depend on the mood of the room and the mood of the week.
So, coach, you got two. So that's something. Maybe you just tread lightly on. You may not just want to whip it out there at any moment. That's fair. So, I love it. Excellent. And then you are training at Test. So since Kevin and Gear and all those guys are dear to me, you're going to train one of them tomorrow. If you could do that and become the trainer, which one are you going to pick, and which one are you going to make them suffer a little bit by working them out?
I would probably have to. I think I would like to train Gare, and that's really still make him suffer, because he's an Albany guy, and you got to push the Albany guys to be their best. So I would definitely be pushing him a little harder.
Everybody always puts Gare. I feel bad for him, you know. I think Kevin got one. I think Skip got one, but everybody picked Gare. So, you know, let me ask you this. I forget what guest we had on, but he wanted him to run the 40. He said over-under was 5.5. Where would you put him into 5? Would you put him over or under for a 5.5 40?
For Garrett, I would definitely have to say under. Oh, he's definitely got me under a 5.5. He's faster than he looks, I think.
That's exactly what whoever said it, that's what he said. He goes, but he looks sneaky fast. So awesome stuff. Hey, Eli, man, fabulous career. I mean, you really brought it. And like you said, I mean, you talked about, you know, effort, workaholic. I mean, going all out. I agree with you, man. You really went out every play to the whistle and you maximized your skills. So, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. And we appreciate you stopping by the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It means a lot.
No problem at all. Once again, Eli Mensah, the standout from Albany. You got to love how this kid played, and he talked about it. You know, he just cared about winning and just going out every play. And I did not know he was a former running back. That's why we love having these guys on the show, because I wouldn't have known it. Not that, you know, that's the only way you're going to find out, but, hey, we've loved having them on. These are the guys that we'd love finding out and bringing to our audience. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.